Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
By God's grace, you have been blessed with faithful pastors who have taught it to you over many, many years. Namely, that every word and deed of Jesus is done for the salvation of mankind. Instances such as our gospel text for this evening often make this abundantly clear. For what need, we may or should ask, does the Son of God have of being presented before the Father in the temple? What need is there if he has been before the Father from eternity, as we confess in the Creed? We are told in our text that in the law, every male first opening the womb was to be called holy to the Lord. But was not Jesus perfectly holy already? For Jesus himself being God is in fact the fulfillment of the law in bodily form. He's already perfect. He's already holy. So why does he have need to be presented in the temple? If we forget the purpose for which Jesus has come, we can very easily get the answer to these questions wrong, as many throughout time have done. And so it is important that we remember that every word and deed of Jesus is done for the salvation of mankind, because we all have not and cannot fulfill the law. So he does all these things, not for himself, but for you, for your salvation. And so his father and his mother bring him into the temple so that he might fulfill every dot, every iota of the law. We're told that they offer two turtle doves or two young pigeons, the offering that was prescribed for those who were poor, for those who could not afford to purchase a lamb to present before the Lord. Yet one could say that being the Lamb of God, Christ is the Lamb presented as a sacrifice before the Father in the temple. The perfect sacrifice that ends all sacrifices. The perfect sacrifice who would offer himself upon the cross for the salvation of mankind. So again, while Jesus has no need to do any of these things for himself, he does them for you. And it is in this that the man Simeon rejoices, that the fulfillment of all of God's promises find their yes in this Christ child. But Simeon does not recognize this child because he comes with great pomp, as if he were dressed as a future king. Because this child came in lowly, in the hands of a supposed virgin who got pregnant before marriage, and a no-name carpenter. For as St. Paul writes in our epistle reading for this evening, God chose what is foolish to shame the wise. God chose what is weak to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised. All this so that no human being might boast before God, except in this Christ child. Simeon has this low and despised child revealed to him, as our text tells us, by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who directs Simeon to Jesus, to this seemingly insignificant child. And then, almost as an involuntary reflex, as Simeon takes the child into his arms, he breaks out into praise to the Lord. Now that he has seen, and in fact at this very moment is holding the Christ, he can depart in peace. This child himself is the salvation of the Lord in bodily form. It is not only that Simeon has seen the child, but that he has him in his very arms. That is, he is clinging to him, just as a mother clings to her newborn child. For Simeon knows that in this child, he has true joy and peace. This child, Simeon also says, is a light that will bring revelation to the Gentiles, a light that will not only reveal the darkness of men's hearts, but also pull them out of that darkness. It is for this reason that we began our service in darkness, following the light. For Jesus, the true light, enlightens all men, and no darkness can overcome this light, as St. John writes in his Gospel. Hopefully, then, it is clear that our whole Gospel text for this evening, as well as all of Scripture, direct us to this Christ child. Through the words of Holy Scripture, the Spirit points us to Jesus, draws us to him, shows to us, just as he did to Simeon, that he is the light for revelation to the Gentiles, to all men. This Christ who brings such inexpressible joy and peace to all who come to him. This is why Luther can write in the hymn that we just sang that death is but a slumber, and that in him God's people find their joy and glory. It is why St. Paul exhorts us in our epistle reading that if we boast at all, we should boast in the Lord. For our righteousness is not found in ourselves, but as St. Paul writes, Christ is our justification, sanctification, redemption, and righteousness. In him we are presented pure before the Father. In him we are seen without spot or wrinkle or any blemish. Because Christ's presentation in the temple this evening is your presentation. Christ's perfect fulfillment of the law is your perfect fulfillment of the law. And this is not some mystical fairy tale, for you have in fact been united to the very flesh of Christ, his very death and resurrection in your baptism. St. Paul confesses this when he writes, "Do you not know that all of you who have been baptized into Christ have been baptized into his death?" And so he can confidently continue that just as Christ was raised from the dead, so too you will be raised to new life. It is often remarked by faithful Christians that they wish they had gotten to experience some of the miracles that occurred in biblical times. But there is no need. For we have the same Christ here today who Simeon held in his hands those many, many years ago. And while Simeon saw the salvation of the Lord and got to hold him in his arms, you get to taste the salvation of the Lord and see that he is indeed good. So you too, like Simeon, can sing the same words, which in fact we do after every time we receive the Lord's body and blood. Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Because no matter what you are experiencing now in your life, whether it be great suffering from physical ailments, large amounts of stress, loss of loved ones, financial issues, or whatever else it may be, your future is guaranteed. For the very reason that Christ himself has borne all of these in his body and overcome them. And so even if, after we receive the Lord's body and blood this evening, we would depart life tonight, we need not fear. For receiving the Christ child, you, like Simeon, can now depart this life in peace. In him, you can joyfully await and look forward to that day when our Lord will take you to be with him forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.